somehow.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday from 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday morning, please call at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, like in slash, in honor of my son today, S-A-L-L-A-N. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Wayne is a friend and somebody I respect and look to for advice constantly. Welcome, Wayne.
Good morning.
In fact, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back. It feels like it's only been a week, Bruce.
That's a funny thing. Funny you should say. I just want to be clear about something. That theme music at the beginning of the hour, Everybody Loves Somebody, was not about you and me.
No, well, I could have told you that.
Okay.
But enough about us, Bruce.
Okay, enough about us. We have a pretty heavy-duty topic today. Were your mother or father there for you? I know, having attended any number of events that you've put on, that you've dealt with this with a lot of men, and I would love your initial thoughts and wisdom on the general subject.
Well, in our men's work, both individually in groups and at our retreats, our relationship with our fathers are obviously, you know, it's probably the understatement of the week, critical. And as men, we are the men we are today, in large part because of our fathers. Because of the way they behaved as men, because of the way they were in relationship with our mother, whether our dads were there or not there, whether they were abusive or not, we have become men like our fathers, and it continues because our boys, and I'm sure you've talked about this a lot, our boys become men based on what they see us do, and they will essentially grow up to be men like us, as our daughters will seek out men like us.
Well, I was also going to say, our mothers, of course, influence us equally. It's just different.
Yeah, it's just different. The emphasis here, because of the work that I do, is with the men. But, yeah, look, I grew up with a single mom, so I'm very aware of the ups and downs of that sort of situation.
Well, my boys have grown up with just me, and so it's sort of the opposite of what you grew up with, and as you and I have talked privately, it's certainly had its impact on us becoming the best dads and the best husbands we can be. So that doesn't even take into account something like this email I have, where someone may have suffered something a lot more than just abandonment, which is the case, I believe, in for my boys. But let me read you this this email, Wayne. It's signed, "Grown and Still Angry." And it says, "Sorry, on this topic, I can't relate, as I can't forgive my father for all the abuse I suffered at his hands, literally. I'm a dad now, and I still occasionally have nightmares of those horrible years of my childhood." He's not really asking a question, Wayne, but what would you offer?
Well,
him.
Yeah, there's work that we do around learning the lessons from our dads. And as much as it is about forgiving, it's really about what are we going to do so that we feel like a success in our lives. And until we can learn the lessons that our fathers were there to teach us, we will always feel as if we're failures. For example, it's easy to say, "Hey, thanks, Dad, for taking me to the ball game, because it taught me how wonderful that was and how that was so important for me to do with my sons." It's much more difficult to be able to thank your father for being abusive or being an alcoholic or abandoning the family. But there are lessons in there, too. These are the critical lessons. You have to be able to say something like, "Thanks, Dad, for abusing me, because it taught me never to lay a hand on the people I love."
That's pretty, it's kind of a radical way of thinking, Wayne, and my first reaction as I'm hearing you is like, ooh, it just does, it almost feels creepy to forgive or thank an abusive parent.
We found that it's really the only way to truly let go. What did you learn from it? How did it help you to become a better man? And in the moment, you haven't learned the lesson, so you haven't become that better man because you're continuing to repeat what your dad did. So when you could learn it, you could thank him and let it go. Yes, it was painful, but now we're talking about you, and what are you going to do to move on with your life?
It begs the question that I've actually always had about these situations, which is one of those things that I don't understand, partly because I was blessed with very loving parents, both my mother and father. And that is, I know it's a fact, and I know it's statistically true, that abused kids become abusive parents. I don't get it. Why the heck would a grown adult who knew the pain they suffered at the hands of either parent, why would they ever perpetuate that?
Yeah. Well, I think that there are some who don't. But those are people who have done some work. Most of what happens, most of what we do around this situation and other behaviors that we repeat, it happens unconsciously. You know. So if we don't take a look at what's going on for us, we behave and we respond and we see the world completely in an unconscious way. Once you start looking at what's really going on for you, how you're responding in different situations, then you have an opportunity to take a look at it. But we continue to engage in behaviors that are familiar, no matter how painful they are.
I know. Right? It's hard for me to grasp, especially when you're looking at a child and, God forbid, hitting them. I don't get it. But there's another email I just received, Wayne, and this one is actually directed at you, and I think it is in keeping with what you just said. It says, Dear Wayne, why is it so many men lose their male friendships as they move on with their lives, work, and family, while the women seem to still keep them? I really miss that camaraderie I had in college and on my high school football team. And it's not signed.
Well, it's a bit off topic, but that all begins when we're young. I mean, as soon as boys discover girls, it's a slippery downhill slope. And unless someone is there to tell the boys that, look, these relationships are good, they're fun, but don't forget who you are. Don't forget your buddies. Don't forget the other things that are really important to you. And it really does begin in junior high through high school. No one's checking it. You go into college, you meet somebody, you get married, you think everything's fine. But eventually, you feel a real loss at not having those buddies in your life. And then what ends up happening is that you're resentful and you blame your women. And that we see every day here. And so it's our job to reconnect with men, to build those relationships, because I'm telling you, when it hits the fan, you are very, very grateful for having those men around.
Well, and I could talk from personal experience, having those men around, you get different feedback and more honest feedback. We have a call, Wayne, so let's take it. It is Leslie.
Hey, Bruce and Wayne, I called a couple weeks ago and you were both there then too.
Well, lucky you and lucky us. Hi, Leslie, and welcome back.
Hey, I have to agree with Wayne about abuse issues. You've got to turn it into a positive. A lot of people can be helped by what you've learned through it.
Well, I do believe that for almost every crisis that you could turn it into a positive, but the idea of forgiving an abusive parent, it's just hard for me to fully grasp. And I believe Wayne because I know him to be wise on all these subjects, but it's just hard. Instinctually, it's hard.
It's very painful. I mean, look, when we do these exercises, it's probably the most painful part of our weekend experience because men are having to face something in a way that seems so foreign. They know they need to do it. They're in a room of men who are encouraging them to go through it, but it rips them up. But, you know, we have to go through it to get to the other side.
Leslie, did you have were your parents good to you?
Actually, no, and neither were my husband, but we're able to help kids who come from dysfunctional families because of our lives.
So you've turned it into a positive instead of perpetuating it.
Yeah, but it takes a lifetime to forgive, I have to say that.
You know, do we have a couple of minutes, Bruce, or how are we doing?
We are almost up, so actually I'm going to have to say goodbye to Leslie and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Leslie.
Good talking.
Wayne, why don't you finish what you wanted to say?
Well, you know, another time we'll talk about moms. How's that?
I think that's a great idea. My mother still influences me daily from the grave and basically is judging me on a daily basis. And I'm always hearing her in the background. I'm saying that somewhat tongue-in-cheek because I actually did have a terrific mom, but there was definitely judgments that went along with it. Wayne, where can listeners reach you, and what is going on in your work world right now that you want to share with us?
Right, you can reach me at bettermen.org. You can purchase a copy of our book, Hold On To Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. And if men are interested in working one-on-one in our groups or weekends, you can find all the information there. And something that we're doing, our community of men has just engaged in a community service effort. So we're going to be doing projects throughout Southern California to help out and to encourage men to be a part of it in various ways. And all of that information can eventually be seen on our site once we update it. But
you will do that.
We will do that. Bettermen.org. Thanks, Bruce.
Wayne, thanks again. I will see you later. It is time for a break. Be sure to call in if you'd like to at 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the News Press radio station.
Make the world